Hey, everyone. Hey. And welcome back to another exciting edition of the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. I am your host. I am Precious Williams, and I'm so delighted to be here with you all. And as you know, every time I come here, I think it's just so important that we talk about the very things that people aren't talking about, right? So we're in a pandemic and economic downturn and social unrest. We're dealing with people who don't have speaking engagements. We're dealing with people who are consultants with no training contracts. We're dealing with situations where people used to be booked and busy and now they're just, nothing's happening. And so the reason why I want to talk about today's episode, the art of networking, securing speaking and training gigs right now, is because I want to give you all some very just fundamental lessons that I've learned, tools of the trade. And for those of you who do not know me, my name is Precious Williams. I'm the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. I have 26 years of professional speaking excellence. I started speaking when I was 16 years old, and I am 42 years old now. And so in the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show, you're dealing with someone who is a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion who successfully appeared on Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, Forbes Magazine. I'm a 3-time number one best-selling author of the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs Speakers Only series. I am booked and blissful. I am a corporate trainer for LinkedIn, Google, Microsoft, Federal Reserve Bank, Intuit, QuickBooks, colleges and universities. I have created my own lane as a killer pitch master. So when I talk about pitching, I mean in all forms: elevator, media, investor, speaker, interview, and sales. I'm often brought into top companies and corporations to deal with content creation, visibility, marketing, and branding. As you all can tell, I'm black on both sides. I'm not light skinned or anything like that, right? My hair color is red. Next week, it might be blonde. Y'all don't even know. And so the reason why I want to come and have this show is because we do no fluff and no BS. And so every Sunday I come here as the killer pitch master to help you what? Slay all competition. My job is not to regurgitate what the gurus say. My job is to show you what is possible. I am someone who was homeless, a severe alcoholic. I went to hell and back. I've had people slam the door in my face. I've had people say I would never make it. I don't know about y'all, but here I am. I'm still a trainer. I'm still a teacher. I love what I do. And I want you all to know that I appreciate you all coming here each and every week with me. Let me know. Are y'all looking for speaking gigs now? I want to give some really practical advice, and I'd love to have you. So this is Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. This episode is all about the art of networking, securing speaking and training gigs now. And so, you know, for those of you who are here for the first time, welcome to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. I am finally delighted that, you know, I'm here every Sunday. We go for about, you know, 35 minutes to an hour. And I really take each episode very, very seriously. Why? Because I came from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri. I was always told I couldn't do it. I couldn't make it. And at 42 years old, I'm glad that I stuck to the path that God put me on. And so I want to ask you all some questions, and then we're going to talk about the top three things that I think would help each and every one of you in securing paid speaking gigs. But before we begin, as you all know, I'm the killer pitch master. I'm a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion. If you want to know how to start pitching yourself as a speaker to different organizations, if you're new here and have never taken my quiz, I would love for you all to go to, it's going to scroll around the bottom. It's called pitchingforprofit.com. Just go to pitchingforprofit.com and take my free 6-question quiz. When you take the free 6-question quiz, it will, once you press submit, it will send you a customizable report that will show you what's your next pitch power play. Now, why is that important? Because you need to know how to play this game of pitching. If some of you are wondering, I'm going to ask y'all, have you ever wondered how some people just keep getting paid speaking gigs? Have you ever wondered? Type yes in the comments. You've wondered. If you ever wonder how some people just always get these big things and you're like, hold up, why not me? Type yes in the comments. You want to know how they're doing it. A lot of times it comes down to how they're pitching, who's in their network, and have they created their own lane so that they stand out in a sea of everyone else. Again, did you hear what I just said? How are you pitching yourself? Who's in your network? I need y'all to write this down because it's serious. So I said, how do you pitch yourself? Have you created your own lane? And yes, I write these things down even as I'm talking because I had already wrote things down. The reason why these things are so important is because a lot of us think that because we've been speaking for a long time, people just know us. I'm the killer pitch master. There are people who still don't know me, and I'm okay with that. if you're known by the right people, eventually others are going to know. I'm not here for popularity's sake. And I recently saw something online where people are like, oh, it's not about being popular, it's about being paid and stuff like that. And I actually think that there's a hybrid between that, right? So the mark to me of a great speaker is, have they really created their own lane, right? So when you think of Precious, you think of Pitch Master. When you think of a Les Brown, you think motivational. When you think of certain people, what do they speak on, DEI or whatever? But what is that secret sauce that they bring to the place, right? So I'm going to ask y'all again. I want you all to take my quiz, Pitching for Profit. It's free. I promise you, it's free, 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 free. You'll get a customized report that'll show you how to start pitching yourselves differently. And you need different pitches for different situations, whether you are at a live event, whether you're at a networking event. How do you pitch yourself to media? How do you get the all important investor dollars? If you're looking for any of those, type yes in the comments, and you would love to be able to know how to pitch better. For those of you who, even as I speak, are taking the quiz, type in the comments what it says your thing is, like if you're strategic engagement or anything like that. I want to know who's really taking the quiz. So let's get back to this. The reason why this particular episode is called The Art of Networking, Securing Speaking and Training Gigs Now, is because a lot of us, you know, we've been asked to do a lot of free things, a lot of virtual things that haven't turned into anything. And this is for experienced speakers and intermediate speakers too. And so my thing is, as a professional speaker, you need to be getting paid for your services. I don't even care if it's $150. You need to be getting paid because that tells you how valuable you are in the marketplace. If you're just regurgitating what everybody else is doing, then I have a problem. It's kind of like, have you ever gone on YouTube and you've seen all the sites talking about DaBaby, or they're talking about the same people over and over and over again? Well, the first few people, they got the scoop, and you know, now everybody's catching on. So for the people that are catching on, it doesn't hit the same anymore. So think about it like a TED Talk. You don't want to hear the same TED Talks regurgitating the same information. That's why they call it ideas worth spreading. So when you think about yourself being a speaker, what kind of lane do you want to be in? And I hammer this home a lot in my things, because people will say, oh, I know that. And I'm like, if you know it, why do you sound like everybody else? Right? And so let me look into the comments and see what my people are saying. But again, are you looking for paid speaking engagements? Are you looking to be a part of, like, you know, companies and corporations and their training programs? What are you looking for? Okay. So have you ever, okay, so I posted something yesterday that I'm speaking at Chief on August 17th, right? So as y'all know, Chief is a woman's she women's organization that speaks to high six figure and seven figure women executives, corporate nonprofits, you know, women who are at the top of the food chain when it comes to business and corporate America, nonprofit and foundational space. The reason why I was able to secure that, can I keep it a buck with y'all? So I met a woman a long time ago. And she was so sweet to me that she gave me tickets to the Alvin Ailey Gala, right? Not just the regular performance, the gala. And I took a wonderful gentleman with me. We had a great time there. And we kept in contact. And so one day I reached out to her and I said, Queen, you know, my third book is coming out. I would love it if, you know, you could support me. She said, how? I said, well, could I come speak for your healthcare company? So I went over to her office. Y'all, I'm keeping it so really real. I was over there in the Rockefeller Center because that's where her office is. And she's like the chief marketing architect at this particular company. I went in, we chopping it up. We having a good time. I haven't seen her in a long time, you know, since the gala. We're chopping it up. She said, girl, how can I help you? I said, girl, you know, my third book. And I bought her all three books, right? And I had them signed and I gave them to her. I said, thank you so much for taking me to the Alvin Ailey Gala. I had such a great time. She was like, yo, so what you need? I said, well, I'd love to come speak at your organization about pitching, content creation, whatever. Now, did y'all hear how the conversation was? It wasn't this, hi, I'm Precious. I was pitching, but I wasn't pitching the hard pitch, right? Because she's in my network. But did I tell y'all who's in your network? So she said, hey, you know what I'm saying? She said, let me see what I can do on my end. She said, anywhere else. What do y'all think I said? I said, well, I know you're a part of other women's organizations. The title of my third book is Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, not just cash. If you have people in your net with the right people, one call, that's all. If you have the right people in your network, I'm going to keep y'all like NBA Youngboy, never broke again. So I started throwing out organizations. She said, hey, I'm an OG member of Chief. She said, I'm going to reach out and see if this is something to be interested in. Do you know she reached out right in front of me? I sat there like this. I'm dealing with a real one. I'm dealing with a real one. I'm dealing with a real one. So over time, I met with the training director, and we were going over different ideas. But look who opened the door. It was a woman who already knew I was talented, who had already invited me to an event. And here I was asking her, right? So now on August 17th, they already have. So when they sent me the little flyer, and it wasn't for me to, you know, just disseminate, because if you're not a member of Chief, you can't see my presentation at all. So I already had the presentation. We've already gone over it. It's for August 17th. When I tell y'all, I looked at the flyer that they did internally. It said 435 members had already RSVP. Think about that. That's not the number anymore. Oh, we done went all the way up. So think about that. So what did I tell y'all before? When it comes to how you're getting booked, right? And so we have a LinkedIn ninja on here. And I know Tandra could always talk about how to use LinkedIn. And so I can tell you a couple of things about LinkedIn that have been very beneficial to me, right? So we talked earlier about what does your pitch actually look like when you're pitching yourself as a speaker? A lot of times people are cold calling people. I don't cold call anybody. I don't. And the reason why I don't is because I always want a warm introduction into a particular company. For example, listen to this story, y'all. And I want you all to be thinking in your mind, what can you take from this story? Number one, I always ask you, who's in your network? A lot of times you have people in your background you've never asked for help. You've never let them know that you may be struggling with something. You've never said anything to them because you want to posture like everything's okay. My thing to you all is what Ty Goodwin always says. Until you step into your purpose, another woman or man can step into theirs. There is someone in your background right now who wishes you would ask them for help. Wishes you would. Because they can open doors, but they don't know how to help you. And this mind thing doesn't work. So I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to give you a story. I met a woman a long time ago, like Deb Boulanger. I told her, you know, I want to start speaking. I was just coming out of the darkness and into the light. She introduced me to a friend named Tom Neal. Tom Neal introduced me to another great man named James F. Thompson. James F. Thompson invited me to an event with Black women investors, VCs, and everything. I did not know what I was walking into. I walked into this very she event, and everyone had to give an elevator pitch. I went last when the food was coming out. I'm nervous and scared because I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know if I'm ready. He knew I was ready. And so when I finally got up to give my elevator pitch, the food was coming out. Everybody was whatever. But when I tell you, they were like, oh, do you want to wait? No. I'm ready. I'm always ready. So I'm going hard on my pitch. I'm going hard. I'm going ham and cheese on them. They were on their feet by the time I was finished. And I only took I had to take no more than 54 seconds or like a minute and 4 seconds. I was done. And I sold Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, the book, right in front of them. And they wanted it. So I'm overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my God, I'm feeling good about myself. Now James is over there like, I knew. Who's in your network? This is a brother who saw something in me. But it took a woman named Deb Boulanger, who does life after corporate, Tom Neal, who works at AllianceBernstein, high up, James F. Thompson, high up in AllianceBernstein. These are financial services. And then to come to me, right? So when I was getting ready to sit down, who was across from me? An executive from LinkedIn. Who was around me? Women who had appeared on Shark Tank, people who were. All these women were asking me questions. Think about that. Who's putting you in the right positions? A lot of times people don't know how to because you've never asked or you've never said to them, hey, I would love to speak at your organization. Hey, I would love to, whatever. When I got over my fear of saying, I would love for you to help me, not only did I say that, y'all, not only did I say that, I came with all credentials. I had it all from my media kit, my speaker one, articles, press written about me, my books and everything, right? So I'm going to fall back. What did you hear in that story that you can implement right now? One of the things that I want you all to pay attention to is when you're thinking about your network, because a lot of us oh, we'll just say something on email to someone. Y'all know how I feel about that. You have to be strategic and intentional, right? So if you're on your LinkedIn, go in the back, do a background search on people, right? So if you want to speak at this company, who's in connection with you from that company? Or who's in connection with you who has access to someone else who works at that company? You need warm intros. You need to get people on your who on your team to get you there, right? When I started, y'all, I can tell y'all, when I started, I had nothing coming out of darkness, coming out of homelessness, coming out of severe alcohol addiction. It took me meeting a woman at the Tory Burch Embrace Ambition Summit. And when I introduced myself as a killer pitch master, not as some throwaway, not as homeless, not as an addict, I introduced myself as a killer pitch master. That woman today, Pam Coolness at Bottomless Closet, a program manager. Y'all see me throwing out names. There's a reason why I'm doing that. She introduced me to Viacom because I did such a great job on my first speaking engagement at Bottomless Closet. Viacom, BET, MTV, all of that. The next thing I know, I have an influencer contract. The next thing I know, I'm speaking to InStyle Magazine. The next thing I know, Jay Jill, Saturday Night Live. Think about that. Look at how big my network expanded. And so some of you are hoping that these big gurus pay you attention. You have many gurus around you that you have never tapped into. Maybe you're thinking you're small fry. Maybe you think you're not good enough. Maybe you think that you need to have all these bells and whistles. What did I tell you? Create your own lane. I do not speak on topics that I don't know anything about. I can't even speak on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, because that's not my zone of genius. But you know what I can't speak about? Pitching, because I'm a 13-time national champion, written 3 number one bestsellers, and am booked and blissful from companies who enjoy learning about pitching from a totally different perspective.
The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Like Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Like Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection. The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, The Bad Business Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams. We're still works in progress. I'm going through growing pains right now in my company because as we get higher and higher. So you know how people say, oh, when people make their first 50, they make their first 100,000. Well, what gets you there won't get you to the $500,000 to $1 million. So you're constantly growing and you're changing as you're growing as a CEO, right? And so right now, I've had to make hard decisions about letting go of relationships, people, places, and things that don't serve me. And as painful as it has been, it has allowed me to go up. For example, this past week, I was in Vermont. I go to Vermont because my clients, they're architects, and they have a great company called Wheelpad. So it's Julie Lineberger and Joseph Sincotta. I go there because they allow me to rest. We went to the lake. There's no reception. So over the river and through the woods, eating steak from a cow up the road, eating eggs from chickens that were just hatched. Think about that. Like, it's a totally different environment. I'm always given a lot of greens to eat. We pick blueberries and red. So to me, that is a vacation and a rest because I'm around greenery. I can walk in the woods. I can walk down the street into the town where there's no Walmarts, there's none of that. So you're eating food that somebody's grandma was back in there chopping it up, cutting it up, chopping it up in a crock pot. Do you hear me? And that allows me to get away from New York sometimes with the helicopters and the ambulances. I need that time away with my friends who were my clients and now we're friends. My friend Julie, she actually paid for me to get a zero balance like body work done. Think about that. Who's in your network? You need people in your network that when you're not saying anything, they can see things. Julie knew I needed a break when I was having multiple oral surgeries. And she knew that people didn't understand how hard my surgeries were. So she said, come up here. We're going to take care of you. They took care of me, cooked for me, took me around, showed me different things. And I am blessed for that, right? So that's why it's important to have different people in your network. You're going to have people who are going to take care of you, your personal stuff. You're going to have people who are going to take care of your business needs. But you have to ask. And when you have great clients, they're going to do things for you that are just so out of the box. I have a client, Tina. I have a client, Sarah. I have a client, Mariama. I have clients that show nothing but love. They will send me gifts in the mail. I have clients that are like America's Divinity Coach, Teresa, who will send, you know, purses. Like, they send things because God is telling them that I need something. I have a beautiful friend named Laura Harvard who sent me this thing called Journey to Love, which is a journal. And it came with a candle. I've been burning it for my friends. I buy their books. Even if I can't read them all this year, I buy them because I want them to know I support them. Right. So who's putting you on? But you got to ask sometimes because people are so busy with kids, family, jobs, positions. Right. So I want you all to know that people don't think that people just don't love. Sometimes it's just not in their mind. And when you put them on blast that you need help, let them know. You don't have to be media savvy. You just have to ask and also start asking your network for better networks to be a part of. All right. So as I move forward, and I know that we are, you know, we're doing our thug thizzle. I want you all to know that I am the proud author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only. I'm the proud author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, the workbook. And I'm the proud author of Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. For some reason, I don't have all my books with me, but hold on just a second. They're in my other room. But just so we're clear, this is my third book, Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. If you've ever wanted to know what it's like to truly pitch, my first book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, is all about the psychology of pitching. So unlike a lot of books that will give you just prompts, this is going to tell you about the seven branding personas of pitching. So are you rule? Are you unstoppable? Are you flawed? Are you funny? Are you mysterious? Are you powerful? Are you rule by numbers? My second book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, the workbook gives you the actual prompts to create the right pitch for you, your brand, your book, your product or service. And then this book this is what we're talking about today. How do you pitch for profit? It's one thing to just pitch it to get paid. It's another thing to profit from every pitch that's thrown about you. So if you want to know how to build your network, rebuild your network, and to monetize that network, to have your VIPs helping you by pitching you to places you didn't even know existed. Remember, I told you about James Seth Thompson. I told you about Pam Collins. I told you about my lady who is his chief marketing architect at a top healthcare firm. Why am I throwing their names out there? Because I know them. I know them. And they know me and they bless me with opportunities. How did I get into Chief? I'm not even a member of Chief. And I'm speaking to these powerful high six, seven figure women because of an opportunity that I asked for from a woman. So we can sit here all day and say, oh, I can't do it. I can't. You better open your mouth. You better let people know what time it is. A closed mouth doesn't get fed. And we hear that all the time until we have to ask. How many of y'all have been so broke you couldn't even pay attention? Let me tell you something. I was at Brooklyn Tea yesterday, and I remember the first time I went there, I was meeting with my pro fight, because y'all know I'm Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, 8 to Kappa Chapter. My pro fight, Kathleen, I went there. I was so ashamed. I was like, man, I'm just trying to get my life together. She said, Queen, what you need? I said, I need my rent paid. This is years ago, y'all. She said, okay, I got you. How much you need in rent? I said, this. She said, all right, let me write a check. Had I not asked, I could have been evicted. Think about that. I had to open my mouth. She asked me what I needed, and I would have been like, oh, I'm good. I'm Gucci. But no, I need my rent paid. Whereas I should have been afraid. She would have looked at me wrong. She said, no, you went through hell and back. If you need help, contact the sister. And you know what? She did that. And do you know how she was blessed? Y'all remember that Morehouse class that the billionaire paid for? He paid for all their education. He paid for all the graduate class. Her sons were in that class. Loans paid. She didn't have to pay for nothing. You see how God blesses y'all. So anyway, let me make sure you understand. So I have a triple book bundle. This is my third book. And this is a book that there's two concepts we've taken out of this book today. About having your network, what's in your pitch. You have to be able to differentiate yourself. You have to be able to have everything that the person needs to be able to push you forward. And finally, the third thing, when I tell you about creating your own lane, I was invited to be the keynote speaker in Indiana at the Indiana Small Business Expo. Some of my friends were actually in Indiana, and one of them came to a private dinner that we had. Before we had the private dinner, I did a TV interview with ABC Indy. And my queen, who worked at this big company, took that clip of me being on live television, took it to her supervisor at this big company and said, yo, y'all need her. Think about that. I didn't ask my queen to do it. I didn't ask her. But she was like, my girl popping. She here in Indiana on television. When I went to that event, people showed up just to meet me because they saw me on television. And it was Kelly Sparks. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak there. And that led to more speaking engagements. In fact, I'm going to be back in Indiana September, I think it's 10th through the 12th for a private mastermind where I'm leading the training on pitching in a private mastermind. Think about that. How did that happen? Because I was at that event. I was on television. People saw me and were like, hold up, we need to bring her back. Like you know what Nicki Minaj says? Bring it back. Bring it back. So I created my own lane as a killer pitch master. What do you speak about? How do you do it differently? How do you make sure that it doesn't sound like what everybody else does? If you're in the DEI space, what part of that do you really specialize in, right? I was looking on TED yesterday. I saw this thing by Lovey, How to Be a Professional Troublemaker. That is such a great title. How to Be a Professional Troublemaker. What are some of your topics about? Are they tasting topics? Are they, I need a little taste. I need a hit of that. Create your own lane, everyone. And so again, these are my Triple Threat book bundle link is below. If you all want to check out my other two books, they're on Amazon, Target.com, Walmart.com. But if you want the triple play, you can go to my website or you can go to this Bitly link and you can get my triple play book series. And again, for those of you who, you know, this is your first time experiencing me, my website is www.perfectpitchesbypressures.com. And I truly specialize in the art and science of the killer elevator pitch, media pitch, investor pitch, speaker pitch, sales pitch, and interview pitch. I have been successful in every form of pitching, from winning $650,000 in investment money for my first company, Curvy Girls Lingerie, been in media, didn't pay for PR because I created it myself, being able to be at networking events and getting people to buy my books or whatever I have, and being able to work with the biggest companies and their sales teams in creating unique pitches that attract, that bait, attract, and close on their target market. That is what I've been able to do, and interview to get into places I didn't even know even existed. So again, I thank you all. And so I love, love, love y'all. So let's do a recap of what we learned today. As you all know, it's very important. I just want to get back to the topic at hand. Today's episode was about the art of networking, you know, securing speaking training gigs now. What did we learn? We learned that it's all in your network. Search, research your network. Look on your LinkedIn, check your first and second connections, and are they attached to the businesses, companies, corporations, nonprofits, and foundations you would love to do trainings with? Second, are they attached to the people who put on conferences and everything else that you would like to be, that you would like to speak at, right? The name of the game is to get you paid speaking gigs so that you are booked and blissful, not booked and busy. That was cute last year. Now we booked and blissful. Number two, what are you pitching? What does your speaker pitch look like? If it sounds like everybody else's, if it's too long, you don't want that. You want to titillate them. You want to give them a nice juicy morsel, right? So when I tell you, I train women how to be bad bitches with power pitches. Some people are totally blown that I say that. But I'm telling you, these companies and corporations love to hear that. Why? Because women need to step out, need to feel the confidence to go out there and kick butt, right? So if you're a salesperson, you need to know how to pitch. If you are business development, you need to know how to pitch. If you're launching your next beautiful now, a book, a business, a brand, a product, a service, you need to know how to pitch. And I offer a variety of ways to work to understand your pitch. I have my triple threat book bundle, which teaches you how to pitch. I have digital online training products that you can learn at your own pace. If you go to www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com, you can see that I offer one-on-one pitch training, group training. I offer one-on-one speaker training and then group training. And I also offer digital products where you can download it into your inbox, or video training series that I have, and you can learn at your own pace. I also offer a 2-hour laser focused coaching session. So if you bring me a challenge you have with pitching, by the time our time is over, I will have written that pitch for you. And you then have something tangible that you can take wherever you go. You can shorten it, you can lengthen it, whatever. My job is to show you that I write the pitches, and then we'll perfect them together. So you're not alone in this process. I love pitching. That's why they call me the killer pitch master, because I will help you what? Slay all competition. And finally, create your own lane. As you're asking your network and you have your speaker one and all the other kind of stuff together, what kind of lane have you created? Are you steadily building up your empire with what you're doing? As a pitch master, when people go on LinkedIn, do you know I pop up all the time when it comes to elevator pitching and stuff like that? Why is that? Because I've decided that this is the niche I want to be in. Niches can make you rich. And it's not about excluding other people. When more people start to know about you, when they start to see you on Shark Tank and all the kind of other things that you're doing, other people are going to want to work with you. But again, you have to narrow your target market. It can't be everybody. It can't be all women. It can't be all men. It literally has to be so, the demographics, the psychographics, it has to be so niche, because you want those people to like you. There are people who don't want to be called bad bitches. There are women who are like, I can't take it. Then you're not my client, but it doesn't mean I have to change up what I'm doing. You're not, it's cool that you, it's like, I don't play with Legos. I'm 42 years old. I don't want to play with Legos. Not everything that every business does is for everybody. And being okay with some people thinking your prices are too high, then you're not the ideal client. That's all you have to do, y'all. This is not about trolling or anything like that. This is really about saying, this is my playground. This is where I want to be. If I want to be in the corporate realm, the top of the Fortune 500, and you want to be with me, then understand that there's an investment in that. But I can show you, I got receipts from yesterday, last week. And y'all know I said this last week. Last week, a client of mine, you know, she had won $7,500 in a pitch competition, her very first, for speaking to me for less than 2 hours. Then she went on television and won $50,000. Her name was Margot Baines. Y'all don't have to believe me. Y'all can go check her out. She put me on blast. So if that's the kind of stuff you're looking forward to, go check out my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. I'm going to check out the last of our comments. And again, keep coming back to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. My name is truly Precious Williams. I love everything that I do with this show. Everything. I love that we offer no fluff and no BS. If you know people who need to be here every Sunday to watch and just to glean, just know that it will go into replay probably in the next 30 minutes. Again, y'all, if you want to work with me, go to my website. If you need to take that quiz, pitchingforprofit.com, definitely take it as a free quiz and teaches you how to pitch better. If you want my triple threat book bundle, you can get that. And finally, if you are in the New York area and you want to come to a free pitching event where I'm judging 8 businesses who have the opportunity to appear on the show called America's Real Deal, which is coming up, please let me know in the comments, put ARD link so I can make sure you get that. Let me check what my guest, esteemed guests are saying, and then I will let you go. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Facebook. Farshia just got my ticket for the ARD event. That's what I'm talking about. Get it, boo. Let them know. And Farshia, if you know of other people who are business owners who need to see what, you know, the behind the scenes of, you know, television and pitching for real to real-time investors, you know, let them know, all of you all, if you have business owners who need to see a woman who came from the gutter, the mud, got it out the mud, and use pitching to get her way up, y'all, it's August 1st today, right? I walked out of homelessness September 1st, 2018. Next month, next month, I will be out of homelessness 3 years. Think about that, y'all. Okay. Get the triple threat pack now available. That's what I'm talking about, Denisha P. On her website, triple threat. Yes. It's $77 for all 3 books. And remember, I mailed the books myself. I put a hand signed note in there and I autograph your books. Gertrude, do you have a list? Do you have a list of a company's name? I don't know what you're talking about, Queen. Gertrude, be more specific. Okay. Tony, that part. Yes, Queen. I'm here for it. Okay. So anyway, everyone, I want to thank you all for being here with the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. Again, invite more people to come every Sunday. Every Sunday, I'm on the YouTube, I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn. Keep coming back. It only gets better. I love, love, love you all. This is your girl, Precious Williams, signing off. I am the proud host of the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. I'll be here every Sunday. Be there or be square and come learn how to take your pitching to the next level. If you are seeking paid speaking engagements, if you're seeking to get the big VIPs to pay you attention, if you want media attention, if you want to know where them dollars at from the investors, if you want to know how to improve your sales pitching and scripting, if you want to know how to get the job of your dreams, come back every Sunday and we go in, okay? I love, love, love you all. Thank you all for showing up for me every Sunday. My website is www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. Invite more people. And if you want to book me for any of your conferences and everything like that, you can also check out my second website, www.killerpitchmaster.com.